AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Hey, welcome back to AgriTalk. Clinton Griffiths in for Chip Flory today. Happy to bring on Dan Hellstrom. He's with U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Dan, we had a pretty big announcement yesterday, especially on the pork side of things.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, we're excited. The announcement yesterday from USTR that that U.S. would now have access for U.S. pork going into India. And I have to tell you, this has been a long time in coming, and there's been a lot of good work done by USTR as well as USDA and securing this access. So yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
So, you know, from my understanding, this has been a couple of decades in the work. It seems like it's just taken some time.
Yeah, without a doubt. But specifically, I would say the last year, maybe the last 2 years in particular, there's been a lot of work done. And we were hopeful that, you know, it would have happened sooner. But anytime you're talking about a population base of, you know, almost 1.3 billion people, you know, albeit probably the opportunity is probably small to start, but with that many people involved and getting access, it bodes well for the future.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the potential look like there? I mean, huge population base, obviously a lot of people to feed. What does this opportunity look like for U.S. producers?
Yeah, I think there's probably a small opportunity to start, but once again, it's about getting the opportunity to tell our story, explain our production systems, explain the products that we have available to offer. You know, the market has a lot of challenges. I mean, the infrastructure is not that efficient. Modern retail is not that developed yet. You know, typical cold chain is not that efficient yet. These are things you see in developing regions. So we're not really surprised by that. But the flip side of it is, you know, there is a growth. There is e-commerce that is evident over there, online platforms. So it's just a matter of time, and that market will develop over time. So the fact that we now have an opportunity to get in there and to do it and have access to our products, like I said, it'll probably take some time. But when you're dealing with a market that's, you know, almost the size of China, we're excited about the opportunity to get started.
Dan, when you and I talked back in August at the Cattlemen's Convention, we had a discussion about some of the supply chain and the shipping issues. Has that changed at all? Has it improved for our exporters?
Well, the answer is yes, it's changed, and it's probably changed for the worse. Yeah, it's gotten more severe. You know, it's delays are common now almost every week. It's common on not only frozen pork and beef products and lamb products, but chilled as well. So yeah, it's really getting to a very a very severe level. Now, that being said, the good news on this topic is that there's a lot of focus on it. Okay. Focus from, you know, the government, focus from the ports, and all the different areas of the supply chain. So that's a good thing in the sense that there's focus on it. And I think we're seeing signs of improvement in certain areas. The only problem is this improvement just couldn't come fast enough. I mean, I think your listeners have all been impacted by the supply chain to some extent.
For
you know,
sure.
Shortages on certain items that are imported. You know, it's the same thing for the exports. We're having problems getting imports in, and we're having problems getting exports out. So, yeah, this still remains a very, very big focus for the industry to get this improved.
Does that, and I'm going to ask you this question, and I know you're going to give me the best answer you can, but how much risk does that bring us heading into 2022 from an export perspective?
Well, the good news is that on the export side, the business is absolutely booming. I think it's safe to say I have never seen demand this good.
Awesome.
And demand domestically is pretty good. So you add the two together, domestic demand and the international demand, This is part of the reason we're seeing, you know, some of the prices that we're seeing, because demand is just so darn solid. But I had a CEO when I first started in industry 35 years ago, that said it's always hardest to get a customer back once you've had them. In other words, getting the customer is easy, but when you lose a customer and then you have to get them back a second time, it makes it even more difficult. And we're starting to see this. We're starting to see customers globally, Costco's an example, that were 100% U.S. beef supplied, for example, and now they're diversifying simply because the supply chain is not as reliable as it was. And I'm not alluding to the fact that the U.S. is the only country with the issue. That's not the case. This is a global issue. But, you know, there's delays coming out of Australia, delays out of South America, delays out of Europe on the pork side. So what customers are doing is they're diversifying and having multiple sources because they just don't know exactly when product is going to arrive. Whereas 2 or 3 years ago, they knew exactly what day it was going to arrive. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, so many wild cards out there to deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know, not just in our businesses, but also in our daily lives. Dan, sure appreciate you jumping on here for a couple of minutes and giving us some perspective on this. I think, you know, it has potential to be a pretty big difference maker for us. And obviously, this whole supply chain conversation will continue to follow along and you know, pick your brain from time to time and hear what you have to say and find out the things that you're learning. So sure appreciate you joining us today on AgriTalk.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much. And Davis, sounds like I said at the top of the show, pretty busy news day and pretty busy news week this week.
Very busy. Lots to talk about. Job security, baby, for you and me both.
Well, you know, you got to like that. Hey, this afternoon, what should folks know about AgriTalk PM?
We've got Ted Seifried, the pride of Chicago, and his guest will be Phil Conrad from Tradus LLC. Phil's a great guest because he can talk about just about anything. And he pretty much does. And if you've tuned into a Ted Seifried show before, you know that Ted's a talker himself. So there should be plenty of talking on Agri Talk this afternoon. Looking forward to it. I hope you join us.
Did you get your guess on the football game last night right?
I don't care for sports.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Well.
The blue team, I hope, won.
Well, you lost again. That's fine. That's totally fine.
See? This is why I don't watch. My team always loses. I gave up.
Hey, Davis, it's been a pleasure. Sure appreciate you helping me get through AgriTalk today. Happy to fill in for Chip and hope to do it again soon. For all of you, have a great day out in farm country.